KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors.
Confused.
And the famous Alec Medford. Here's the thing. 877-881-1053. There's been a lot of S-talkers this week. So let's really get some shout-out Friday action going. 877-881-1053 if you want to shout-out somebody. Maybe you want to shout-out yourself. For an incredible achievement, let us know. Frankel & Frankel Injury Attorney text line 877-881-1053 or the Twitch or the YouTube. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How we doing?
I am currently replying back to somebody on the Twitch, and I think maybe the fan text. Because I called Garland, the land of Gar, if you will, Chain Snatch City. And I think they kind of got confused by one of the words being left off of that, if you will. And they're like, hold on, what did you call this city again? And so I'm just trying to explain. Now, that being said, I did live in Garland and had two cars stolen and my apartment broken into twice. Mm. So I will confirm that there have been robberies there. All right.
I mean,
my experience shows me that
I can also, my wife forwards me the crime report every week. So I can also confirm that there have been robberies in Garland.
The police are on their way, mofo.
Yeah, sometimes. Maybe. Yeah, sometimes. I do remember two girls showed up for, they were women police cops. All right. Women police cops, they were women, but they also wore uniforms that showed that they were police. They worked in the forensics department. All right. And they walked around my apartment, which was just in tatters. Mm-hmm. All right. And they dusted everything. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe this happened. And she looked at me and she goes, you do know where you live, right?
Oh, dang.
I was like, yeah, right behind On the Border in Garland. What are you talking about? She was like, I mean, you're in Garland.
Look, it's tough. I talked about the time I got arrested and they asked me what middle school I went to and I said Jackson, and one of the cops goes, huh, that figures. and I wanted to be like, listen here, but then I was like, you know what? He's got a good point.
How disheartening is it though, whenever as she's walking away, as the lady, the female cops are walking away with their forensic stuff, you're like, hey, do we just clean up this dust stuff? And she goes, yeah, we'll never find anything anyway. Like, that's,
oh man,
that's pretty disheartening. So
how long had this lady been cop? It sounds like she is already so beaten
down.
They
were my age. I was like 24, 22. Oh, so they were my age. It was weird. I was like, are y'all trainees and they just sent y'all out? They're hot though. Shout out to the hot cops.
See, were you just counting down until you figured he would say that? By the way, Corey from the 214, is that a new show, Women Police Cops? It's too many words in there. Like, I just
feel like there was a little redundancy with the police cops part too as well.
But I think you could do the teaser and you could be like, you know, cops. But what about
police cops,
women police cops? And then you have Corey saying that, and that, I think that would be tremendous. All
the
right,
spinoff,
right?
Yeah, the spinoff called Men Cops.
From the 817.
Their cousin Robert Cop.
Shout out. Good Lord, it's going to be a long day. Shout out to my guys, Garrett and Luke, who flew down from Utah for the weekend. We are going to get silly tonight. And from another 817, shout out to my son and the youth group at our church. About 20 of them just landed in Brazil this morning for a mission trip. Wow. Awesome.
Did you say a dude flew down from Utah?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations. Like, it's going to be a lot more fun.
So you're not impressed by the people who flew to Brazil for the mission trip, but the guy who flew down from Utah, you're like, wow, what an achievement.
So they're going from a cool place where you can have a party to an even cooler place where you can have a party. Those people are from Utah, where nothing happens.
Have you ever been to Utah?
To here. You ever been to Utah?
Yes, I have.
Did anything happen?
Not really.
See? So you're coming to here, so that's why I think that's cool. The people going to Brazil, congratulations, you're about to have more fun. Hopefully.
Interesting.
Hopefully you don't run into Vin Diesel in the streets. And he's like, this is Brazil. And everybody pulls their guns out and you're like, oh crap. That's what I remember from the movie. I just got an email. Better check it.
Alec, do you think you're going to be able to save the show today?
I don't know. I really don't.
talking about? Things are starting off fine. 877-881-1053. How are you doing?
From the 817, I went to Jackson Middle School also, so my parents moved us to Keller after in the eighth grade. From the 214, that Northwest in Centerville ain't no joke.
That's the spot. Corey. That's the spot.
He's not wrong
That's
about
exactly
that.
Where I was. Will,
as somebody who has lived in Garland for a lot of my life, I will...
There used to be a Mervyn's right around the corner.
I will concede that.
Not there anymore.
First, they took away my Mervyn's. And then,
they
all
took
right.
my clothes and my money.
Go ahead and give me cut number six. This is Cooper Flagg's first points as a Maverick, I'm assuming, on one of his first two shots.
And here's Flagg on the break, punching it home. Welcome to the league, Cooper Flagg.
Now, that was a fun dunk right there. He did have the other, I don't know, like 5 foot away tomahawk dunk that he attempted that just... It really didn't work at all, and Cooper Flagg himself said it was one of the worst games he played in his life.
Okay. Well, at least you started pro as a pro winning.
Yeah.
You that, won a game.
That's true.
He played a lot in this game, too. A lot
yeah,
more 32 than
32 minutes. I
You said 10?
I thought he was going to play 20 minutes.
20 minutes?
And, like, he did look really stiff out there at first, and then after he made that dunk, it did look like he was, like, you know, feeling it and back to himself, but then he kept missing a whole bunch of shots. And they said on the TV broadcast multiple times, and I was like, I just don't agree with that. They're like, he could get away with that at Duke, not in the NBA. And there was at least three different shots that I was like, that is literally the exact same move in defense that he saw in Duke, and usually he made that shot. So I'm not disputing that he's going to need to get better at shot creation, but there were a couple particular times I was like, that's not an NBA thing. He just missed the shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he had the exact same move that I saw him do at Duke 8 million times, and then he just missed the shot. But you mentioned something you saw, because the shooting was atrocious from him last night. But you did see other things, including in the final minute, the block combination and then the assist out for the three, that you're like, okay.
There was another one, and I don't know if it was a Nembhard shot that Flagg tipped in, that I just thought was beautiful, the way like he was just in the right spot.
Yes.
And a lot of times last night, it just seemed like he, because of the way he thinks, the way he sees the game, he's just in the right spot. And that's, Kevin, that's where I started getting excited, because I think Clay is going to hit that, knock down a shot. I think,
yeah.
You know, guys around him, I think PJ will knock down a shot that wide open. You know, I think these things are going to happen, but how does he fill in the spaces and the cracks whenever something's missing? He can be a good slasher. He's around the basket. There are a lot of he has a great skill set that I'm excited to see more of.
From the 903, I think you guys will like this. Shout out to me, because I'm finally going to be able to make an appearance for the G-Bag Nation at Pickler Universe. They're going to be off of Pickler Universe off of 35 in Carrollton. They're going to have free pizza there, Stella Artois samplings, free pickleball. It's going to be an extravaganza. So make your way back out there. I will admit, and you said this in the crosstalk, I did end up being more invested in this game than I thought. Like, I was there and ready to go for tip-off, and I could not tell you the last time I was there for tip-off of a Mavs Summer League game. And
Luka's rookie season. Yeah. I sat down and watched that game.
And even then, we're talking about, what, 7 years ago?
Yeah.
So it's been a long time. I was really excited. It was a fun experience. And, man, that place was pretty jam-packed.
Yeah, no, it was. And, I mean, knowing that Jason Kidd was there to watch his kids. You know, he's sitting there like, all right, what am I trying to get a look at? And I'm sorry, I know you wanted to talk a little more about Nembhard, but I was very impressed with him, too.
For sure.
And I'm glad that he showed up like that on night one, because, Kevin, this one was pitted as a Bronny versus Cooper Flagg.
Right.
ESPN was like, hey, we're going to sell this as this. And it felt like the pregame was an hour long for this thing. I know they had the home run show before it, but they were like, every few seconds they'd pan over to Cooper Flagg, just got off the bus. Y'all get ready. And I was like, I am ready. I don't know what you're talking about. Kevin's not ready. And so, but like I said, lots of people showing up, lots of people with eyeballs on it, and Nembhard knows that's his moment to show off and get his name seen and heard.
You know what? And that's, man, that is a good description of it, because it's not like Cooper Flagg won't make the team.
Right.
You know, you're not like, I don't know.
The number one overall pick.
It really hasn't been shooting well, but like, we can all
very much see a world in which Ryan Nemhard does not make this team.
Sure.
So Ryan Nemhard needs to show exactly what he showed yesterday. He was tremendous shooting. It felt like he was all over the court. Although, to be fair, I did feel like Miles Kelly was really, really well involved and functional in this offense. But for Nemhard, he needs to stack up good appearances, and I was glad that he did.
So I know we've had this agreement with some FC Dallas people. Did we also agree with him that if he had a good game, he'd have to do Tank Top Tuesday with? I can't remember how that went
down. He would give us a nonstop string of Canadian facts.
That's right. He'd come back on and give us more facts. So he's if he makes the team or has great games. I can't remember how it went.
Ooh, I think it's going to be makes the team.
All right. I'm totally in on it. Now I'm rooting for him to make the team even more.
And one of the things that is exciting about watching him play, especially if you didn't see him play in college. If you did, you're like, I got a good idea of what he can do. Is it's a player that it's not hard to see the disconnect of maybe why he didn't get drafted. If he was 3 inches taller, like, he would have been a no-brainer draft pick. And then you heard during the TV broadcast that supposedly the Mavericks tried to trade back into the second round to pick him up.
Really?
So yeah, they were not able to pull that off.
So they like him.
Yes, but then they were able to pick him up anyway. But like, sometimes I like players like that where you're like, okay, I know you weren't drafted for a reason. What is that reason? And you see him play and you're like, okay, I get it. Because he's maybe 6 foot tall. Maybe. But he has a skill set that you're thinking, he's just a little bit taller. I think this would be a no-brainer for the NBA. Mm-hmm. And it seems like he's able to create some space. I liked watching him yesterday. It was fun.
He's a good offensive player, and I think, Kevin, I don't know how much size, I don't know how much height's going to be a problem whenever a guy like Brandon Williams was running point and scoring points and also can distribute. If he can distribute, Jason Kidd might find a spot for him. And yeah, that's where I say, hey, being able to find ways to score, you're not maybe not a 25, 28 minute guy, but we're gonna find places for you. I think that he definitely could have a role on this team.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. And I know Fred was kind of joking, kind of not, but you wonder with players like that, with the further emergence of Brandon Williams, if you've seen some of those, I know there are different positions, but you've seen those opportunities for Omax and Jaden Hardy just feeling like they're getting further and further away, and you kind of wonder, like, what is the future of those games?
Yeah, and
of those players.
And the future, Kevin, is clearly Cooper Flagg as part of a team. That's the thing that I think we're going to have to get over. Not us, but a lot of people who are casual about this. And that is, he is not legendary dude yet.
Sure.
He might be.
For sure.
He might not be. He might be a great number two player on a team.
Could be.
The best number two player on a team. But just kind of get into that mindset of watching this guy develop, watching him grow into the kind of player, and enjoying the fact that he can play defense at a certain level right now.
Yeah, and look, I think if the shooting, let's say yesterday, and he did not shoot well whatsoever, 5 for 21. But like, stay with me for just 1 second. Let's say he shot 10 for 21. And 3 of 5 from 3. Does that actually mean anything going into the regular season? No, because the regular season didn't start for like 3 months. But all of a sudden, now he'd have 23 points and you'd feel good about his defense, his passes, and his rebounding. And everyone would be like, oh my God, this kid's going to be the greatest player in the history of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, what I mean by that is he didn't shoot well, but you did see the other phases of his game that you feel good about. You talked about being in the right place at the right time, being good off the rim and getting the rebounds. We've talked about the passing. And then again, you go back to, I think it was about a minute to go, you get the block, facilitates the breakout, Cooper Flagg gets the ball, passes it back to Nemhard, bang, hits the shot, and you win the game.
And I know it was kind of like a pickup game most of the night. Like, you could watch most of those guys on that court, the ball, it was scramble time.
Yeah. Right?
Like, the ball's going everywhere and they're all scrambling. Nobody can really make a shot. But did you see how many people had to follow and gravitate towards Cooper Flagg when he had the ball in his hands?
Yeah.
Full court, he's running full speed. 2 or 3 people feel like they have to go to him, and guess what? Wide open shooters. And so that's going to, I think because of who he is, the attention he's going to draw to, and he'll draw that attention in the NBA, but he is going to have to learn how to beat one-on-ones
sure.
to demand those double teams to create more space like that.
So I wanted to just read this really quick. I am biased about this particular player, I will very much admit. From the 406, flag will be Grant Hill, a very good player, but not a superstar. He's no Larry Bird. I disagree about the breakdown of Grant Hill. Grant Hill was 100% a superstar phenom in this league. And if you don't believe me,
injury.
Look at exactly. If, at the age of 28, maybe 29, he started hitting a lot of injuries. But you look at a five consecutive year span. He was second team all NBA four times and first team all NBA.
He's like Johan Santana.
Yeah, actually.
Really good
for
already.
That, yeah, for and that then, chunk of time.
And then it happened.
And he was co-rookie of the year along with our head coach. So you think about it. He was co-rookie of the year his first season. Then his next five seasons, he was always one of the top 10 players in the league.
Yeah.
Like that's a superstar. Unfortunately, injuries derailed his career.
He played until he was 40, though.
He did.
Year 40, and averaged 3.2 points per game.
And you know what? I just realized I left off one of the injury questions for the day for basketball.
Well,
so
guess what?
Maybe we'll figure out a spot to put that in, but Corey has demanded more Cooper Flag content.
So much flag.
And so we will try to abide by that.